You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Find him at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville. Call his office at 217-446-8039 or find him online at KurtEllis.com.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show from Westville this afternoon, courtesy of the Riffin' Dog Mobile Studios. Memorial Field is rocking on both sides. The Westville Tigers, 10-0, hosting the DuQuoin Indians at 9-1. And the round two of the IHSA Class 2A football playoffs alongside Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. And Darren, I tell you, you know what? The intensity of this crowd, the intensity of the crowd that we know across the field here, and we're sitting on the visitor side here today. That's where they've put the radio media. And it really feels, dare I say, it almost feels like a small college game here today with the way that they've stocked in here. DuQuoin traveled very, very well today, bringing a caravan of folks, including a charter bus. And it's going to make for an exciting atmosphere here this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Get people here early. Get people in high volume, both numbers and the volume of how loud they're cheering today. It'll make for a great football game. It should be, you know, probably the toughest test for both teams so far the rest of the season, but what you would expect for being in the second round of the playoffs.
We are going to keep an eye on some of the other scores this afternoon around the area. Lots of 2 p.m. kickoffs yet again this week. For all of our regional teams here. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll take a look at the Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule coming up. We will also take a look at the Latos Hardware game buildup and last look at the tail of the tape here coming up in this contest. Taking a look at what we've got coming up here between these two teams this afternoon. We'll have the game prescription from MedPlus Pharmacy here momentarily, and of course before kickoff, the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program bringing us the national anthem. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Visit his office on Liberty Lane in Danville or can contact Kurt for a quote by giving him a call at 217-446-8039. Exciting atmosphere here. We're keeping an eye on the weather. It should be at least temperature wise around the low 50s. We'll take a look at that weather forecast and what we may anticipate here this afternoon. As long as the rain stays away, our broadcast will be at least what it has been all year, hopefully. So we will definitely hopefully wish those clouds away here as we anticipate that weather moving through here by the evening and, of course, bringing colder temperatures, which nobody wants. But as it stands right now, low 50s, a little bit of a breeze. A lot of folks huddled up out here on the cold, cold bleachers. But the wind going to play a factor here this afternoon, and we'll keep an eye on that and bring that as part of our game plan as well. We've got more of your State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame coming up in 2 minutes here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/getscreened.
I'm Sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Gregory's Academy of the Arts proudly presents A Christmas Carol coming November 13th through the 15th in Danville at the First Presbyterian Church, 100 North Franklin Street. This show is sure to get you in the holiday mood.
Bah, humbug!
Don't listen to Scrooge. Get in the holiday spirit with my production of A Christmas Carol. Tickets just $20 for adults with discounts for seniors, students, and children. For more information, call 217-443-0235.
Welcome back to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Darren Brown, Chad Baker back with you. It's time for your game prescription by MedPlus Pharmacy. Are you running low on your prescription medication? Get it filled promptly by giving Fidelis and his team at MedPlus Pharmacy a call at 511 West Fairchild in Danville. The number is 217-431-6662. They're open until 3 p.m. this afternoon, so you got some time to get it in. Don't go into Sunday without it. Give MedPlus Pharmacy a call. Taking a look at what we have here, Darren Brown, Ducoyne Indians. They are 9-1 on the season. They're out of the Southern Illinois River-to-River Conference Mississippi Division. I know it's a mouthful. Trust me, there's a lot of teams in there, too. We'd be here all day naming all the teams in the River-to-River, but a great powerhouse conference downstate. They are coached by Logan Spain. He's in his third season with a record of 25-6. They won their first three games of the year, dominating Mount Carmel, which is no easy feat, 48-19. Dumped Harrisburg 41-0 and Heron 47-6 before losing to Benton 17-7. Now, a point that we want to make is Benton lost last week on a last-second field goal to St. Joe Ogden. So the Terriers are out of this. Since then, they've won every game. They've taught Pickneyville 46-27. I should say the Rangers, not the Terriers. Terriers are Carbondale. What am I thinking here? I'm getting all my Southern Illinois teams mixed up. They squeaked past West Frankfort 30-28. They dumped Anna Jonesboro 48-13. Got past Nashville 28-18. That's a Nashville program that we've seen up this direction before. They dropped Murfreesboro 47-20 and got past Carlinville last week 48-21. That Murfreesboro program, a little bigger program than what Ducoyne is. Program's made seven trips to state championship game where they are 2-5, last going in 2008 where they lost to Illini West 21-14 under legendary coach Al Martin. And all time in the IHSA playoffs, Darren, 70-34. So this is a program. Doesn't matter what their regular season record is. Doesn't matter what those games look like. They show up and show out when it's time to come to the center stage, and they anticipate doing that here this afternoon.
Yeah, and that's just a part of the culture that they've built there. You know, no matter, like you said, whatever the minimum it is to make the playoffs win-wise, just get there and then make sure you're locking in toward the end of the year. And mentioned their regular season schedule, the one loss to a good Benton team. They faced four playoff teams in the regular season on the way to the playoffs, same with Westville. So they kind of had their – playoff wins of the regular season more scattered throughout their schedule rather than Westville having it kind of front-loaded early. So, but yeah, like you said, the tradition of performing well in the playoffs getting into November, and it should show out today against two very well-coached and clean ball clubs.
Well, and that other clean ball club has not a blemish on their record. 10-0 Westville Tigers, coached by Guy Goodlove in his 31st season on the sidelines, 179-134. One loss since week four of last year. That was to Chester in the playoff game last year, just by a couple of points. And, of course, remember, I think we beat it into the ground. First, they were 0-3 to begin last season by a total of 4 points. The Chester game was a one-score game. So then you get in this season, they defeat Salt Fork 54-13, thrash BHRA 49-8. They defeat Moments in a game heard here. 63-18. They won the Coal Bucket 72-14, pounded Oakwood during their homecoming. Also heard here, 63-28. They hung Clifton Central's only loss on them so far this year, 37-14. They plow through Watseka 55-0, Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac 59-0, Iroquois West 52-13. Last week in the first round against Shelbyville, they knocked off the Rams 49-6. So they've made a habit of getting that running clock rolling. In fact, only one game this year that the running clock hasn't went rolling, and that was against Clifton Central. I think right now, you know, if you're Westville, you're looking to do what you do best, and that is run the ball, establish dominance early, and try to see what you can do to get some separation, because if you put the pressure on the road team, then it's going to take some time.
Yeah, and those large margins of victory, like you said, getting the running clock as early as possible, that allows for you to get your starters out of the game early and not being forced to play four quarters at a time, 48 minutes. And that'll be important, especially when you look at the starters on both sides, just generally. Not a whole lot of two-way starters on the DeCoin side compared to Westville, where you only have two or three players who don't play on both sides of the ball. So being able to keep players fresh and establishing and sustaining those drives, like you said, with running the ball, being able to get the chains moving, that'll be very important once you get into the second half.
Speaking of chains, three of the Westville Tigers have won chains this season as Ross's boss of the week. Yeah, that is quarterback Easton Bowling, running back Lincoln Cravens. And who else was it? Was it Eister? I can't remember. Maybe, no, it was Easton Barney. Easton Barney had the show-out game last. So Eister going to be looking for him this afternoon, see if he can make it for Westville Tigers this season. But there again, I think that, you know, Westville Tigers going to try to do everything they can to keep that chain here this week in Vermilion County. Definitely want to see that happen. No meetings previously. This is DeCoin's third time in the 2A playoffs, having primarily been in 3A. They've gotten very acquainted with Monticello in recent years, going 2-1 against them. Lost 2 years ago to Unity. The 2012 squad squeaked out a win over Bismarck Henning by a tune of 7-6. But this is a team that, just the way that the enrollment shook out this year, going to be a big 2A school as opposed to a smaller 3A school.
Yeah, and it goes back to what you were saying with that, you know, history of being in the playoffs and, you know, a little familiarity with at least the Central Illinois area. So not, you know, an entirely new thing. Not that that would necessarily be some huge sort of, you know, overcoming thing. But, yeah, just looking forward to seeing this matchup between two good teams.
We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at your SurfPro Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard. And we've got the Latos Hardware game build up. National anthem from the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program on the way as well. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame continues here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtual visit.
With over 55 years serving Danville and the surrounding area as a trusted community small business for custom printing and promotional items, Kelly Printing encourages you to stop in and see what we can do for you. Share your allegiances, fandom, or events with yard signs or banners, or have us print great-looking promotional materials like sports schedules, event programs, raffle tickets, corporate checks, menus, and so much more. Call Kelly Printing at 217-443-1792. Visit us at 205 Oregon Avenue in Danville and be sure to like Kelly Printing on Facebook.
Welcome back to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Chad Baker, Darren Brown with you. Westville hosting DeCoin this afternoon in the Class 2A IHSA playoffs. One game last night here on the Illinois side. Bishop Mack ends their season against IC Catholic 37-27 today. A lot of 2 p.m. games starting. We've got one p.m. game underway. ALAH leading Cumberland 14-6. That is in 2A. The winner of that game will take on the winner of this game. In 2 p.m. kickoffs, 1A, your GCMS Falcons, Darren, at Lena Winslow. Tough battle there today.
Yeah, absolutely. They got bounced by Lena Winslow in the playoffs last year, the eventual champion, which you can say of Lena Winslow, well, that's
quite a
7
bit
of the last 11 or something like that. So, hey, just hoping for the best.
Tri-Valley hosting Rockridge today at 2. Borough of Forsyth, the big win last week over Chester, hosting Johnston City from down south. Westville, of course, hosting DeCoin here. Unity entertaining Monticello on the quick trip over through the country there. St. Joe Ogden is at Roxanna. Take on the Shells today at 2 p.m. Also at 2 p.m. in 5A, Muhammad Seymour at Washington. Big battle there. Kankakee will host Providence Catholic at 3 p.m. in 5A. 4 p.m. kickoff, Clifton Central at Dwight in 1A, and then 8-man football here at top of the hour, St. Anne at Polo to take on the Marcos in 8-man action. That's a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard in Danville and Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never happened. So we take a look at the lineups and last look, tail of the tape, Latos Hardware. Who do we see on the field today that we're going to be calling the names of quite a bit here, Darren Brown?
Take a look at the visiting DuCoin starters first. On offense, Jonathan Brown, Jeremiah Jones, Bryson McClanahan, Carter Miller, Hunter Martin, Noah Seifert, Gunnar Wayman, Cruz Abel, Zayden Savage, Darius Pate, and Max Maynard. On the other side of the ball, on defense, starting Noah Cranford, Jeremiah Jones, Andrew Jones, Aiden Adams, Braden Learned, Leighton Hawkins, Hunter Martin, Wyatt Furlow, Noah Seifert, Colin Feltmeyer, and Gunnar Wayman. Take a look at the home team, Westville. A lot of two-way starters. On offense, you got Easton Bolin, Lincoln Cravens, Easton Barney, Landon Kuhn, Jack Eister, Grant Beckley, Ethan Miller, Jace Smith, Braden Barrett, Reed Smith, and Bryson Portmans. On the defensive side, Liam Hughes, Easton Bolin, Lincoln Cravens, Easton Barney, Landon Kuhns, Jack Eister, Chaz Alvarez, Grant Beckley, Ethan Miller, Braden Barrett, and Bryson Portmans.
We will take one last look at this matchup coming up here. Just right around the corner, we've got the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program bringing us the national anthem. Back in 2 minutes with more of State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis' pregame show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
This is Pastor Todd Creason of Muncie Baptist Church. If you have questions about God, or perhaps you're looking for a church home, we invite you to visit us. Our worship services are every Sunday at 10 a.m. with Bible study at 9. Child care and children's church provided. We're located between Champaign and Danville on Route 150. We hope you visit us one Sunday morning at Muncie Baptist Church, 205 Main Street, Muncie, Illinois.
Each and every day of the year, a veteran puts his or herself in harm's way for the sake of American freedom and democracy. Say thank you to a veteran this Veterans Day and take time to remember those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for the American liberty we often take for granted. This month of November, WITY and veteran-owned Grossburgers in Danville wish to honor each and every veteran, past and present, who have proudly served their country. Be thankful for the armed forces and the job they do as you count your blessings this Thanksgiving.
Welcome back to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Chad and Darren with you here this afternoon. Westville and DuCoin on paper. Darren, in the stat sheets, this looks like a Westville slam dunk, but it's important not to get overconfident. This DuCoin program has a history of playing and winning competitive games in the playoffs. They've got some good athletes on this team. They made some things happen. You don't get in the second round of the playoffs unless you got something going right. Let's face it. Establish your game early. Create separation in the score. That will favor the Tigers. They played a lot of close games this year, DuCoin has. If they can create that separation early, then the pressure's on them to turn it around. We'll put them front and center and see what they can do.
Yeah, and especially like we talked about, the style of Westville's offense, the smash mouth. You got to, you know, make sure that keep the chains moving if you're going to keep the clock moving and go chunk by chunk. And so it might be a slow developing game and more quicker by the second half, but it'll be interesting to see how this one gets started off.
Well, and I think if you're DuCoin, you do one thing here that nobody seemingly has had to do this year or was able to do, and that is play your game against Westville. I think Westville's been dominant, but there hasn't been those games where I've just come out and seen them like, I mean, they've given the other teams the opportunity to start out with. Now they're going to play their game, and they're going to go downfield. They're going to keep running and shoving it down your throat. But I think teams abandoned their game plan early against Westville. I don't see that happening today. I think if DuCoin sticks with their game plan, they can make it a competitive game here, and possibly, you know, we might have a good battle here this afternoon. I think it's whenever these teams have abandoned their game plan this year against Westville that we've seen Westville really create that separation early, and it's been to their benefit.
And again, you had five playoff teams from the Vermilion County Conference, including Westville, so they were certainly tested at times throughout the regular season, but this one most certainly a game where you're playing your toughest competition of the year, and you're going to have to limit the penalties, limit any sort of mistakes, and just play clean football, and it'll be very important to do that for 48 minutes.
DuCoin and their team heading onto the field right now. 30% chance of rain. It's going to be primarily after 5 p.m. We do have clouds in the area, and we do have some sunshine. Right now, sunshine winning out. High near 55, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Wind going to be swirling around. We got the national anthem sponsored by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program and kickoff of our OSF Game of the Week coming up here on WITY.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Pastor Ken Tibben and the members of Trinity Lutheran Church at 824 East Main in Danville invite you to their weekly services. Sunday school and Bible class are every Sunday morning at 8:30, with a church service at 9:30, and the Wednesday evening service is at 6:30. If you'd like more information about Trinity Lutheran Church or service times, call 446-4300. Trinity Lutheran Church, 824 East Main in Danville.
Save a trip to the mall. Start your year-end furniture shopping at Young's Furniture and Appliance on the Square in Georgetown, Illinois. Relax in comfort and style this season on sofas, love seats, beds, and mattresses from brands like Ashley Home Furniture, American Wholesale Furniture, Sleep Solution, and Beauty Rest. Look for the big in-store savings during the holidays. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Young's Furniture and Appliance. Simple, local, personal.
The Verona County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermillion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
The OSF Healthcare Vermillion Valley Conference Football Game of the Week. Presented by OSF Healthcare. Visit OSFHealthcare.org. Also a service of State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville. UHAS Diagnostics between Danville and Oakwood. Latos Hardware in Westville. Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. The Store in Catlin. Vermillion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. Integrity Vending. State Farm Agent Ross Webb in Danville. Med Plus Pharmacy in Danville. And ServPro of Vermillion County. WITY Sports presentation of Vermillion Valley Football featuring BHRA, Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville. Let's go out to the field.
Just had the AeroVac fly over. They're going to have another go around here momentarily. And it is the Westville Tigers hosting the DeCoin Indians in round two of the IHSA football playoffs here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app alongside Darren Brown. Oh, here we go. Chad Baker here. I think the AeroVac brought a few extra clouds in with him, too, because it's a little darker, a little dimmer here. They've got the orange smoke across the way here. We've got a great crowd on hand from DuCoin. Of course, the Westville faithful showing out per normal. The fence line is filled up on the east side of the field here, and we're ready to get underway. They'll likely get it kicked off here just a little early. DuCoin, black helmets, white jerseys, black pants, red numbers, black trim. Westville Tigers wearing orange jerseys, orange helmets, white pants with black trim. Westville will defend the school. DuCoin will defend the rail bed. And they will kick off left to right. Darren, you taking first quarter here?
I can.
Let's give it up for Darren Brown.
DuCoin set to kick. Braden Learned. Two back deep for the Tigers. Little chip shot. It'll get to the back row. A little two-hopper. Finally picked up at the 20. Barney going to the right and stopped at about the 25. First hit there by DuCoin's Noah Cranford on the kickoff coverage. And just 4 seconds into this one, it'll be Westville starting first and 10 from their own 25.
Well, that's going to be something that we're going to have to watch to see today, too. We know Westville on offense. We know Westville on defense. Westville's got a great special teams, but that's where DuCoin could probably make up some ground and really help themselves out here today by winning that battle of field position off the kickoff.
Single receiver out to the right, snap and the handoff. Up the middle, a handoff to Eister. Still going, keeping the feet moving, plunging forward down just shy of the 35.
Eister doing what Eister does, and that is using that tough, gritty mentality and just rising above, getting the big 9-yard rush there to start things off here for the offense.
So first play from scrimmage, a 9-yard gain for Eister. Second and one. Westville tight formation. They've got two in the backfield. Behind the QB, Bolin. Snap, handoff, hit near the line of scrimmage. Continuing to go forward. That'll move the chains. Stopping the clock momentarily. That one, a handoff to Lincoln Cravens. And took two plays to get the chains moving for the hometown Tigers. And the clock's going to roll. First and 10 now from the Westville 40.
Pickup of a big 5 hard-fought yards for Lincoln there. And there again, the 1-2 punch of Eister and Cravens establishing early. Let's see who else they get in the mix here early on.
Kuhn, the receiver, out to the left. Snap, a little toss. Eister, 5 yards before contact. He's going to keep going right near midfield. Ball comes out. DuCoin thinks they got it. They do.
Wow, incredible. 11-yard run by Eister, and he can't reel it in. DuCoin with an early turnover. Let's see how this Westville defense reacts. We know that DuCoin right now going to play off momentum here. They gave up 3 pretty nice runs there, but they did have a good kickoff there, good coverage team. Let's see if they can get some of that momentum back on their side here.
The run had gotten Westville into DuCoin territory with the fumble. First and 10 right from midfield. Snap, rolling out Brown to the right, goes back, hit, throws it away, and it'll go out of bounds. Pressure coming from both Hughes and Grant Beckley there for Westville.
High football IQ play by Brown there. He was scrambling backwards, knew he had to get rid of it, bought himself some time, kept that speed up just well enough to stay ahead of those speedy Westville defenders. But then whenever he knew he didn't have anything downfield, did the smart thing, threw it away, didn't take the big loss because he was about 20 yards behind line of scrimmage there.
Second and 10 from midfield, 10:33 on the clock, just a minute and a half into playoff action here from Westville. In motion, Jones. Keeping it Brown to the left, couldn't find any room. He'll lose about a yard to bring up third and 11.
I smell gunpowder here, and I think it is this Westville defense. It's the smoke. Who are we kidding here? It is this Westville defense doing a good job thus far. Now, granted, it's only been 2 plays, but they didn't want it unless let DuCoin grab momentum here early on, especially after that fumble here. They got to come up with a big third down play. Let's see what they're able to do.
Turnover, giving it to DuCoin at midfield. Now third and 11 from their own 49. Snap, handoff, Jones on the end around to the right, and he'll get just past midfield, a gain of about 2, and that'll bring up fourth down and 9. And they'll mark the ball still in shying into DuCoin territory right at midfield. So it'll be fourth and 10.
They'll mark it with the knee rather than the reach out. Each officiating crew we see in our area usually does it differently, so it's not surprising. And Kuhn back to anticipate a punt.
Snap, Brown took it in the whistle.
This is going to be a false start.
A false start against Duke Coin. Somebody moving early.
They likely will punt now, but trying to give that air of mystique about them there. And at midfield, you can kind of like that. You don't necessarily like that play as much here on your side, so I anticipate them punting it away.
So moving them back 5 yards, that'll make it fourth and about 15 from the Duke Coin 45. Brown in punt formation. Lana Kuhn still back for the Westville Tigers at about the 20. Brown quick punt, a roller, caught by Kuhn, goes to his right, gets a block, breaks a tackle, gets past the 40, contact out of bounds near the 45. And a good stand by the Westville defense and a good return there by Landon Kuhn, stifling the momentum for DeCoin after that turnover.
Very important to note there, Darren. Good job by Brown to kind of cut to the side to punt that away. If he punt that straight on, he was going to get blocked. Great. There again, great football IQ so far from this young man, showing that he knows how to play, he knows what's coming, and allowed him to get a nice punt off.
So 9:02 on the clock. Everything's still so far. First and 10 from the Westville 45. Kuhn, the single receiver, out far to the right. Snap, toss to Eister, jukes left, tries to find room, keeps their feet going, brought down at about the 48, a gain of about 3 yards to bring up second and 7. So the clock will run. They got 9 yards on their first play from scrimmage. On the drive that resulted in a turnover, picking up, it'll be about 4 yards, so second and 6.
Establishing Eister early. Let's see once again here, second play of the second drive, who else they can get in the mix.
Eister and Cravens in the backfield. It'll be Eister, past midfield, into DeCoin territory, gets past the DeCoin 40, and it takes a trio of defenders to finally bring down Jack Eister. Chain's going to move for Westville, and for the first time, they are in DeCoin territory.
Eister just plowing up the middle and getting into the secondary. Three of the 4 times he's carried the ball here in the early going, he's got 38 yards on 4 carries. If he's able to break to the outside, I have a feeling it's going to be a pretty easy path to points. But right now, trying to expose the middle of the field against this DeCoin defense.
First and 10 from the DeCoin 37, faked it to the running back. They gave it to the fullback, Cravens, lot of room, first down and more. Brought down inside the 25.
16-yard run for Lincoln Cravens there. He's got 21 yards. So on 6 carries, even though you had the fumble in there, you have 59 yards rushing. So the Tigers moving the ball, pushing this DeCoin defense back.
Pick up of 15 for Lincoln Cravens. First and 10 from the DeCoin 22. Handoff. It'll be Cravens again. On the right side of the line, brought down inside the 20, about to the 18. So Cravens back-to-back carries. 15-yard gain after the fake to Eister up the middle. Same location. That one a pickup of about 4. Like you mentioned, establishing the run with Eister, they can start spreading it around a little bit, keep the defense on their toes. Kuhn single receiver near side. From our vantage point to the left. Fake the handoff, rolling to his left. Bolin up, intended for Portman's. Nobody home. It'll land in the end zone. In the area for coverage for DuCoin. Looked like Martin out there.
Floated it a little too high for Portman's and behind Kuhn, so just wasn't in the cards there. But There again, I think that pass is there. You guys, first pass of the game, not always necessarily in sync. Get in sync with the receivers a little bit. By the time second quarter rolls around, that's there.
6:44, clock stopped here in the opening quarter. Handoff to Cravens. It's inside the 15. We'll see where they mark him down or signaling fourth down. And clock's going to stop. Looks like Landon Kuhn over there down on the turf for the Tigers. And we'll take a break here from Westville. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless thus far on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
No score, 6:34 left to go. Opening quarter coming out of the injury timeout in your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. Check osfhealthcare.org for all the services they provide, from urgent and primary care to cancer and specialized care in Danville and the Vermilion area, Vermilion County area, osfhealthcare.org. And Landon Kuhn gets an applause to come off the field there, back up on 2 feet and off on his own power. He was writhing in pain quite a bit, but it's definitely an encouraging sign that he's up walking without the assistance of anybody.
Westville 4th and 1, clock running under 6.5. A sneak for Bowen up the middle, going to the right, and that'll be a first down.
He got about 3 or 4 out of that after he did the push of the lineman there. They're going to park it at the 10, so pick up a 3.
Yeah, the football straddling that 10-yard line, first and goal for the Tigers. Clock running just above 6 minutes to go. The opening quarter here, still scoreless. Bolin under center, 2 in the backfield, Cravens and Eister. Fake it to Eister, they give it to Cravens. Up the middle, down around the 5. So a pickup of about 5 on first down and goal. They'll mark it at about the 4, so 4 yards to the end zone, second and goal. Westville, their opening drive, they got the ball fumbled after picking up a first down. DuCoyne, 3 and out, now Westville, second and goal. Cravens and Eister in the backfield. Cravens again, right side, plunging forward. He finds the end zone, a Westville touchdown to open the scoring here, 6-0.
Lincoln Cravens going in there. He's been a bad man so far, 39 rushing yards on 6 carries, just plowing through, getting those tough yards. Eister got the speed, Cravens has the power, and between the two of them, making some things happen here early on against that interior DuCoyne defense. And Westville strikes first.
Bolin to hold. Extra point. Matthew Darling set to kick the lefty. Snap back, kick up, and through the uprights to tack on one more. 7-0. Westville strikes first in this second round playoff action. Westville Tigers hosting the DuCoyne Indians. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. We'll be back on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
7-0 Westville lead, 5:23 left to go. Opening quarter, it was a 4-yard touchdown run by Lincoln Cravens. Darling with the extra point, making an 8-play, 55-yard drive, end in a 7-0 lead for the Tigers. And your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Darren, I'm telling you, that is a big first hurdle to cross here for Westville. Now to come out on defense, keep the DuQuoin Indians at bay here, and see what they can do to establish and build on that lead.
Yeah, good response to the turnover on the opening drive, forcing the three and out on defense, and then finding the end zone. Darling, the kick toward the left side of the DuQuoin return into the hands of Hawkins. Left side down the sideline, flag thrown as he's brought out at about the 37. And another flag after the play there around the sideline where he got taken out of bounds.
I get the feeling that the second flag might be a sideline. Something with the sideline there, because there was players kind of creeping on the field there before maybe the...
They had the one flag thrown around the 20 near where Hawkins was returning, and then...
Holding against DuQuoin, and then personal foul against Westville, so...
And they're going to mark through both of these flags, it looks like. So they do the holding, stepping it back to the 23, and now incurring the late hit on Westville.
So they'll enforce both, because the personal foul is after the play. So, and because they are, of course, different penalties there. One's a 10-yard penalty and one's a 15. So about a five-yard difference here that DuQuoin gets to start out with from 38.
38-yard line, 5:18 left in the first quarter. DuQuoin now trailing 7-0. High snap and a keeper for Brown up the middle. Got maybe a yard or two to bring up second and long. Clock about to reach the 5-minute mark. 7-0 the score here. Second round playoff action. Westville Tigers hosting the DuQuoin Indians. Hometown Tigers leading 7-0 after scoring on their second drive.
I want to say what's impressive here, Darren. DuQuoin has, there again, their fan base traveled well. They brought a band. They brought the pom squad. They brought the cheerleaders. And they brought a great crowd here to support their team.
Jones targeted and brought down after the catch at around midfield. He was the single receiver out to the right. Brown hits him on a slant, brought down at the Tigers logo. They will mark him down, say the knee was down at the 48.
There again, going with the knee rather than the reach out there. Of course, I have a little bit of a skewed vantage point here because I'm behind. I've got the marker in the way of the field here from where I'm seeing, but so still a 10-yard pickup.
First and 10 from the 48. Now play action, Brown steps back, gets pressure, evades it, and out of the left, wide open field. Gets into Westville territory, past the 40, lowers the shoulder, and brought out of bounds by Eister at about the 38 of Westville. And a big surge from the DuQuoin crowd as they get into Tigers territory.
Well, and that's a play that we could see coming with what we've seen develop so far in this game. The big scramble backwards, the putting the shoulder down, the plowing through the middle, and then, of course, you know whenever he was going to be able to find a hole, he's going to break one. But Jonathan Brown showing that athleticism, getting to the outside. You're not going to be able to give this guy daylight. He's going to be able to make you pay here this afternoon.
Brown hands it off to Jones, brought down behind the line of scrimmage. It was Eister making the tackle after some pressure from that Westville D-line. And that'll move the ball back to the Westville 42. About a 5-yard loss on first down, second and 15. DuQuoin slowing things down, getting the play call set. Single receiver out to the right. McClanahan
Two out to the left. Jones in the slot. Shotgun. Brown has it. Little pop pass. Deflected, but still caught by DeCoin's Max Maynard. It was tipped by the Westville D-line. Nearly intercepted, but found its way into the hands of the tight end Maynard. Pickup of about two brings it to the 41-yard line to bring up third and about 13.
It was a nice play. It was a play out of desperation there, just trying to get it away, feeling the pressure with Brown, and ends up not giving them the yards they need. Now they find themselves in third and long. They're going to talk about it here, Derek.
DeCoin calls their first time out of the game, third and long. Score 7-0 in favor of the Westville Tigers over the DeCoin Indians. 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. We'll be back on WI2I, WI2IRadio.com, and the WI2I radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
Back here from Memorial Field in Westville, Illinois, Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you on WITY. Timeout called by DeCoin before their third and 13. Ball at the 41, a little screen pass nearly intercepted, but able to make it a 2-yard pickup. Ball at the Westville 41. Alone in the backfield, Brown gets the snap. Airs it out, left side, overthrows his receivers, but a flag thrown by the back judge in the secondary, possibly a pass interference based on the reaction of Westville's defense.
And that's a shame, really, on both sides there, because that ball was thrown good 10, 15 yards downfield. There was no way anybody, even if they weren't evaded, they were going to be able to get there.
There it is. Oh, it's going to be offensive pass interference.
And that's even more of a disappointment, I think, just because of the fact that that pass was way downfield. So now you've got...
Well, an interesting decision here, too. It is a pass interference, but it looks like they're going to take the penalty and...
make him replay the down, yeah.
Yeah, because it would have been 4th and 13. But instead of the ball being in Westville territory, the penalty brings it back to the DeCoin 44.
Well, and we've seen it this season, that Westville defense is basically like having a second offense out on the field. They're confident in what they can do.
They need to get to about the Westville 29. Brown, snap, hit as he throws, in the air, and batted down by Easton Bolin. The intended receiver was Jeremiah Jones, just a lofty pass.
And Kuhn, who's been battered around today, going to get off the field here again, look off. So,
that'll stop.
DeCoin faithful, not happy with that play there, especially after having the offensive pass interference just a few moments ago.
So the clock stops at 2 minutes, 8 seconds. Still the first quarter here from Westville. Back to punt, Jonathan Brown. To return, Easton Barney. Punt in the air, goes over the head of Barney, bounces, rolling toward the end zone, and it'll be a touchback.
Very impressive punt by Brown. I tell you, this afternoon thus far, been very impressed with the athleticism that Brown has. Punting. Getting out of the pocket, making some things happen. Right now, I think just about timing, just trying to connect and get the timing down with his team has been really the disconnect here in the first couple of drives that they've had here in the game. But they will need to get that done, that fixed here by this third drive that they got coming up. Otherwise, they could find themselves in a deep hole that they're not going to get out of.
Westville starting their third drive of the game at their own 20 after the touchback. Hand off to Cravens. Goes through the left side of the line, brings it just shy of the 25 for a pickup of about four to make it second and six. We'll mark it closer to the 25. So second and five for Westville. Minute and a half to go from the opening quarter. Tigers leading the visiting Indians 7-0. Bunch formation for the Tigers. Cravens and Eister in the backfield. Handoff. They fake it to Eister. Cravens again getting to about the 31. And that'll stop the clock as the chains move. Another Westville first down. Ball spotted at the 31. So a lot of carries for Cravens in this opening quarter. Got that Tigers offense going on its second drive and ended up finding the end zone.
50 yards on eight carries. It's almost like they're setting it up a little bit as a maybe of a misdirect for what is going to be coming up.
Bowling, they faked it to Cravens, and now on the end around, Barney, left side, breaks free from a few, one defender to beat, and brought down from behind into DuCoin territory by the chasing Hunter Martin.
34-yard pickup for Easton Barney there. And that's what got him Ross's Boss of the Week this year. That's going to come back, though.
There was a penalty thrown. Going to get holding on that big run.
Back at the 35. He did have a lot of time to break away, but they'll mark it at the 35 and walk it back.
The original line of scrimmage, the 31. That'll bring it back right to the 20-yard line where they started this drive.
Okay. So it ended up being behind the line of scrimmage there, so 10 yards from the infraction.
The first and 10 becomes first and about 21.
The original line of scrimmage from when this drive started out.
And now a whistle and a stoppage here. Not sure what we got going on.
Referee time, officials timeout. I saw something there.
Clock winding, about 30 seconds to go this first quarter. Snap, they fake the handoff. A keeper for Bolin. Right side picks up a couple yards. Brought down just beyond the right tackle to bring up second and long. And Westville could just let this clock run out. 10 to go for the opening quarter. Looks like they're going to let it go to the second quarter. 7-0 the score after one in favor of Westville against the visiting DuCoin Indians here from Memorial Field, Westville, Illinois. We'll be back for the second quarter here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get-screened.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in Store.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome back to the OSF Game of the Week. The Westville Tigers hosting the DuQuoin Indians. It is a 7-0 lead as we start second quarter action. Chad Baker, Darren Brown back with you. They'll switch sides here right now. Westville pin deep. Second and 18 on their own 23. Lincoln Cravens leading the way for the Tigers. 8 carries, 50 yards, and a touchdown. And penalties have both these teams in a quagmire right now. Here's a handoff to Lincoln Cravens on the left side. He breaks through. And it's finally wrestled down. He's just short of the first down marker.
Now, looks like it'll be third and inches, or third and about one.
It's a pickup of 17. Very quickly, he goes from 50 yards to 67 yards, which for a lot of folks would be an afternoon. And he's got that in one play over a quarter. He's going to get the lead on this one again. He's got the first down and pushing a lot more across midfield. Up the middle, he's all the way to the 46 of DuQuoin. It's a pickup of 14. So 31 yards on the last two plays, and those weren't necessarily breakaway runs there, Darren. They were up the middle.
Yeah, and usually they like to set him up, or teams do set their fullback up by giving their main running back a lot of the carries. It seems like they've done the opposite, just keep giving him the ball, keeps getting those 6-7 yard gains.
He's going to get it again up the middle. And the whole team bringing him down, a late flag. He's going to be up to the 43.
Yeah, flag thrown right where he was getting tackled. Yeah, face mask.
Got a little Price is Right tuba action there to add to the atmosphere. I want to say, hey, Westville student section showing out today in a way I haven't seen at a football game in a long, long time. They are bleeding over into kind of a pep section over there, bleeding over into the regular crowd. So some pops back out for first and 10 from the 37 to DuQuoin. Handoff on the spin around to Barney. Up the left side, he's across the 30. He's going to be close to a first down. Just shy by 2 yards.
Yeah, you've seen kind of the chain of being able to establish your different ball carries. Give it to Eister, that leads teams toward him. Then you can give it to your fullback, Cravens. Teams cater to Cravens. You can give it to one of your wings on a little end around.
The great thing about both these backs, Eister and Cravens, both are speedy backs, but they're powerful backs. Cravens a little bit bigger. And, of course, you know him for power, but power and speed combining to create lethal weapons out of the backfield as Craven shoves it up the middle, up to the 24, pick up a 5. And Lincoln Craven's 90 yards on 12 carries. 9:40 left to go here in the first half. Westville working their way downfield, trying to expand their lead. They're already up 7-0. First and 10 from the DuQuoin 24. Handoff up the middle, Cravens. A little juke step, and he's across the 15. He's going to be close to a first down again.
Sun coming out just a little bit, at least for the time being.
Shy by one. He needs that one to break the century mark about a third of the way through the game. This rate, he may get 300 yards. They keep feeding him. So second and a short one. The flip back to Eister. Eister through the hole, and he is going to be in the red zone for first and goal situation from the 7.
There, like you mentioned, Eister, your main running back,
number one carries throughout the regular season. They give most of them to Cravens. That can help Eister.
Ball in under center, first and goal. The flip to Eister up the middle, and he's in untouched. Touchdown, Westville. Jack Eister with the 6-yard run. And expands the Westville lead to 13, pending the extra point. Matthew Darling on for the extra point, left-footed kicker. Spent some time doing some soccer out there, too. It's down, it's up, and it is good. Westville 14-0, 8:16 left to go, opening half. We'll take 30 seconds off, be back for kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store and drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Moments?
Yes. It was 11 play, 80-yard drive. Started at the 20 of Westville. Eister with the 6-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point makes it 14-0 Westville. Stick around. We'll have the halftime show, the store halftime show coming up. We'll have a rundown of first half stats. Take a look at Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler halftime adjustments. We may have a lot of action between now and that halftime show. Here Darling kicks it off. It's going to be taken back about 2 feet into the end zone. Nice little run back up to the 21. Brought back by Andrew Jones there for DeCoin.
White Sox legend Andrew Jones.
Wow. Did you go there? What? White Sox? That's pretty far down the list of teams he played for. I was just thinking earlier, we are in an AL Central frame of mind with Indians and Tigers this afternoon.
Yeah.
So
the two actual teams that tried somewhat
this one
this
is
year.
REW instead of RUW. So DuCoin, first and 10 from the 22. And look to get things rolling here. From the shotgun, Jonathan Brown takes a snap. He's going to roll to the right side of the line. He has a nice little pathway up to the 30, about the 31. It's going to be short of a first down. Pickup of 9.
Yeah, you saw some solid blocks there from the entirety of the line, but especially that right side, clearing some room for Brown.
We've got timeout on the field. The DuCoin, 14-0 Westville in the lead. 7:49 left to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Oh, the injury timeout. Sorry. So injury timeout. We'll take a minute and be back on WITY.
Juhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Juhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Juhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week. For distinguished play on the gridiron, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, Landon Kuhn was the injured Tiger. He's off. He's struggling to stay on the field this afternoon. That's the third time that he has come off due to injury. They're going to take another timeout. We'll keep it here, get you up on the action. Coming out of that injury, it was a second and one. They decide to air it out with Brown. And there again, aired out the pass. Still a good 5-10 yards downfield. He had open McClanahan. Just threw it out too far in front. And what we're seeing here early on, Darren, is Westville just pounding up the middle on offense and really just trying to wear down DuCoin's defense. DuCoin on offense just trying to find something other than Brown to get going here, and then just have not done that.
Yeah, and you saw that last play, that incompletion, another overthrow from Brown, but you had a open receiver that got past the coverage of Westville. And the one game you and I did here against Moments, which was a more pass-heavy offense, kind of the same deal there where there was a lot of missed throws, but a lot of open receivers. And I know part of that's Westville, you know, playing more to shut down toward the line of scrimmage, but it does leave for some opportunities down the field if they can make those connections between QB and the receiver.
DuCoin needs 1 yard for a first down. It's important to realize you still have to play within the framework of your game and make sensible calls here. They're trying to draw him off sides. Brown going to take it up their left side of the line, and he's going to be close. They'll wave it on. He gets it. 25 yards on 5 carries for the quarterback for DuCoin. First and 10 from the 31. They'll come out of the huddle. They got tighter set. Single receiver to each side. They'll send Jones out to the right. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Up to the 34 goes Brown. Pick up two.
Taken down by a number of Tigers. 34-yard line. Gain of about two on the play.
And as always, the trenches is going to be a big key. If you can get 2, 3, 4 yards before your first contact.
Second and eight. We approach the 6.5 mark of quarter number two. Puts it up. And had it there for Jones. Easton Bolin slaps it away, getting that left arm in the front of the pass. So third and eight. I'm curious to know how successful DuCoin's offense has been on throwing on second down this year, because we've seen it now about 4 times in this contest thus far, and it's been 1 for 4 with a yard. Little spin around from Brown coming out of the pocket, looking downfield, looking. Now airs it out halfway across the field. Intercepted by Bolin. And he's going to scramble to one side, come back to the other. There's a flag on the play. And then he is brought down back at the 33. We'll have to wait to see.
That'll be a block in the back on the return, so it'll still be Westville ball.
Hey, DuCoin faithful, not happy with the way that was called. So we'll see. We'll wait for the officials here.
You refs, you get your head out of your butt.
The throw by Brown, throwing across across his body because he's having to throw back towards the middle of the field on the run. And it was an incredibly difficult throw. Of course, coming backward, trying to cut back was the receiver, the intended receiver, Jones. Bolin had a little bit better beat on it. And timeout on the field to discuss the official's timeout. And
the ball is being taken all the way back to the 10-yard line.
So the 10-yard line is where it will be. It will be against Westville blocking the back on the return. So even though the pass was intercepted, it would have been, had it been an incomplete pass, it would have been fourth down and a punt. So I don't know that it's necessarily a worse state of affairs or better state of affairs for DuQuoin in this situation. And it's there again, we're having struggles keeping on all the injury timeouts. There, it's actually an injury timeout. There is a, it was Brown who got hit over on the Westville sideline as he was going out of bounds. He's up. He's fine. He's under his own power. So add insult to injury, Brown now with a got knocked around a little bit.
Tigers will take over.
So it will be a first and 10 from the 10-yard line deep in Westville territory. 6:13 left to go. If I tell you, if Westville has a time-sustaining drive here, they may not give it back to DuQuoin this half. Bolin under center for first and 10. The flip back. This is Eister through the line, keeping his feet rolling. Just grinding up to the 23, pick up a 13.
Penalty moved them back to their own 10, and that's a huge play to get more breathing room. Fourth drive here, the only time they didn't score was the turnover. So certainly able to keep the chains moving.
So Eister up to 65 yards now. He's going to add a lot more on that run there as he slides out about the 39. Pick up a 16. He's up to 81 yards. So there again, Jack Eister not to be forgotten in the backfield with his teammate on the cusp of 100 here.
And haven't seen a whole lot of Eister outside of this drive. We'll see how much they want to keep feeding the ball. It's been mostly Lincoln Cravens.
So first and 10 from the 39. Speaking of Cravens, up the middle, across midfield, and down at about the 45 of DuQuoin. It's a 16-yard pickup. Cravens now with 115 yards. Eister with 81 of his own. Westville, 210 yards rushing. And we are at the 5:15 mark of quarter number two. Cravens, the lead runner, gets the push up to the 41. I'll get the clock rolling again, too.
Yeah, they'll take plenty of time, get the play call in, let that clock keep running.
So second and 7. Bolin under center. Takes the snap, hand it to Cravens. Cravens gets to the outside. He's got some room to run here across the 20, and he gets shoved out about the 17. pickup of 25.
Smart play there at the end by Jones. A little stiff arm tangled up as they were fighting each other, and as it dragged out of bounds, it just led up to avoid a late hit penalty.
Lincoln looking to add a second chain on the season here. 143 rushing yards, 16 carries, and a TD. Mullen under center for a first and 10 from the 17. Cravens keeps pushing, keeps pushing. Across the 10. He's in the red zone. Pickup of about 8-9.
Well, you mentioned, Chad, how the two main backs for Westville, the speed and power combined. You had that with getting a good surge from your offensive line. Yards before contact and after contact.
The line is always great here at Westville, line play, and it's not contingent on size. It never is. Eister gets the flip back. Eister gets through and in for the second touchdown of the day. 8 yard. Touchdown run for Jack Eister. And Westville extends this out to a 3-score lead. Darling on for the extra point. Here's the snap. It's down. It's up. It's good. Matthew Darling with his third extra point of the afternoon. Makes it 21-0. 3:36 left to go. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back for kickoff from Memorial Field in Westville. The Tigers in control of this one. In your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
It was a 7-play, 90-yard drive that started on the Westville 10-yard line. Jack Eister capped it off with an 8-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point makes it 21-0 Westville. Still 3:36 left to play in second quarter action. And the Westville Tigers, is all their offense has come on running yards this afternoon. Of course, Bolin 0-for-1 passing, but Darren, I tell you, let's see here, just take a look here. 165, you're talking 254 yards of offense, all on rushing. So they are right now exposing weaknesses, primarily on the interior of that DuCoyne defense here. As the clouds start to roll over the sun here again. That one, kickoff taken by Andrew Jones at the 4. Little misdirection. Nice move by Andrew Jones, and he's up to the 22. Picked up probably a good 3 or 4 yards beyond that misdirection there. Made some guys miss. So DuCoyne's got about 3.5 to play with here to try to get some things rolling. They will get... They will receive the second half kickoff. Everybody Sandwich is pretty good up there, concession stand. Anybody that's listening to us here, doing the ribeye special this afternoon here at Westville. First and 10, big push, no whistle yet. Rugby scrum. Both teams shoving against each other, and that is
got down by a number of Tigers.
Jeremiah Jones are going in the Wildcat with Jonathan Brown still on the sideline for DuCoin after that hit by the sideline on the third down of their last series.
So we'll see how that changes things up a little bit here. As Jones struggled to get into the game plan early on. He's going to try to air it out. Put it up. No, that's Jones was on the receiving end there. That was number 10.
Yeah, Aiden Henderson,
the sophomore. And he has an arm as well. So
he's got two arms.
He does. Definitely helps with equilibrium, but he showed he could air that out, and that was, I think, one of the nicer passes here this afternoon, is the fact that it was right there within reach. Henderson's going to roll out to his right, feel the pressure, and he's going to throw it. They're going to say no on the interception as Barney laid out for it, but laid out of bounds. I think he had maybe about a half a foot out of bounds.
Yeah, tried to get that right toe down in bounds on the grab. Looked like he was already standing on that white line.
So fourth and nine. With them deep in their own territory, DuCoin already without QB1.
Well, and Brown also was punting for him.
And now that roll is going to be done by Henderson. So that might be different. And he kicked straight away, so that might be something for Westville to expose. There's a punt taken at the 46 by Easton Barney up the sideline. He's going to be out of bounds at the 30. So it will be a short field, and with 2:28 left to go, Westville is now looking for finality here.
Well, you were thinking that last drive, maybe with how they run it, drain the clock and score and leave DuCoin with not enough time, but now you're thinking getting the end zone again. 2.5 minutes.
So from the 29 officially. Meister with the rare loss. Rare loss.
You had a surge there from the linebackers. That was Raymond Davis there coming off that right side of the line.
That is the first loss of yardage this afternoon for Westville. Second and 12. Of course, not on a penalty, that is. Cravens works his way through. Keeps grinding. He's up across the 20. And he's going to move the chains. That's a pickup of 13. He needed 12. Minute 40 left. Keep the clock rolling. Keep that offense rolling. The snap. A handoff to Cravens up the right side. And he's going to be wrestled down at the 15. Stands at the 15. Second and six. They've got about 70 seconds left. You figure the way they've been rolling, about 2 to 3 plays might get it done here. Maybe not even that, as Cravens crashes through the line. He was 5-6 yards up before he got first contact there. It's up to the 8. Seven yard pickup, and there's a timeout on the field. 175 yards first half rushing from number 7 Lincoln Cravens. Timeout with 55 seconds left. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back with Westville leading 21-0 in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
It is 55 seconds left. Westville looking to expand their lead here once again. Right before the half, and they do.
They give it to Barney. Most of the carries going to Cravens and Eister, who both found the end zone, and now the third different player for Westville to score a touchdown.
Easton Barney. And the extra point coming up from Matthew Darling. Snap. It's down. It's up. It's good. 50 seconds left to go in the half. Westville 28. DuCoin nothing. Back for kickoff in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Easton Barney with an 8-yard touchdown run. Capping off a 5-play, 29-yard drive. Darling's extra point, his third of the afternoon, fourth of the afternoon. Makes it 28-0. The Indians will receive the kickoff as darker clouds starting to move into the area. It's been a little bit of everything today. We've had dark clouds. We've had sunshine. We've had light clouds. We've had dark clouds again. We've had sunshine again. And now we've got dark clouds once more. And we had a clear, almost a clear sky for the for the AeriVac flyover.
Well, welcome to Illinois.
Yeah, just wait 15 minutes. We do anticipate cold weather tonight sneaking in. That's not going to be fun. Is that one taken at the 9 from Andrew Jones? And Andrew Jones eludes two tackles and can't get past the third one. He gets it up to the 19. And it looks like Brown will be strapping the helmet back on and coming back out for this drive. 44 seconds to go. And they may not necessarily be in a position where they want to do anything too crazy or dramatic here. Deep in their territory, knowing that they're already down four scores. They may play a little conservative here. In fact, they'd go just the opposite, try to put it downfield. And getting tied up between Eister and their intended receiver. That is Leighton Hawkins. Hawkins doing his best opportunity to try to reach around Eister, try to draw a defensive pass interference. That did not happen. Second and 10, 38 seconds left. They got trips left, single receiver to the right. Timeout on the field. We'll take it with them with 38 seconds left. We will have
28-0. Tigers over
28-0. The lead for the Tigers. Take 30 seconds off. Be back. Your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
Coming out of timeout, 28-0 Westville. DuCoyne facing a second and 10. They've got 38 seconds left. Looking to try to get it downfield. Brown is only 2 of 8 this afternoon, 11 yards and an interception. He's got trips right, single receiver to the left. He's going to drop back, and he's going to be in pursuit. Directing traffic, throws across. Puts it across the middle, connects with Jones. The 40, the 30, the 20, up the sideline. He stays in. No flags on the play. Touchdown, DuCoyne. 81 yards. That's a way to break out of the funk. There is a flag, though, back at the 8. Wow, that would be a heartbreaker for DuCoyne. That's going to be face mask against Westville. They'll wave it off. DuCoyne will score the touchdown. So DuCoyne gets one back on the board before we get into the locker room. Connecting with Jones, and Jones basically coming out of, like a dolphin coming out of the water, just out of a heavy middle field there, and had one man to beat, using speed to get past him, and a little bit of a stiff arm.
Brown out and ready and set the hole. Braden Lerner ready to kick the extra.
So the extra point coming up from Braden Lerner.
It's
down, it's up, and it is good. So quick exchange of points here before the half. 23 seconds left. It's 28-7. Westville in the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds for kickoff and your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store and drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
It was an 81-yard touchdown pass from Jonathan Brown to Jeremiah Jones. The extra point by Learned makes it 28-7. Westville in the lead. DuCoyne on the board. Scoring here to get some points and perhaps save some momentum, bringing it back their direction here. He'll kick off with 23 seconds left till halftime. Braden Learned. Looks like he's going to do a little chip kick here. Westville going to defend against the onside.
It's not going to go 10 yards.
It's not going to go 10 yards. They're trying. So it's going to be just downed, and it will be Westville football. They've got 22 seconds left, and Westville has a timeout left on the clock. Your guy Goodlove. You might as well. Figure 2 to 3 plays, you might make it work here. Mullen, nope, he's going to take the knee. They're going to take it to the locker room with a 28-7 lead for the Westville Tigers. We've got the Store halftime show coming up. Rundown first half stats. Take a look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. Do some halftime adjustments courtesy of Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. Your OSF Game of the Week, Westville leading DuCoin 28-7. Be back in 2 minutes on Ileana's Best Choice, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with the drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Macy's one-day sale is the perfect time to get a jump on holiday shopping, because you'll find incredible deals on great gifts, like Style & Co. sweaters for $19.99, coats for the family for under $100, and diamond studs for $2.99. That's over half off. Plus, it's Star Money bonus days, when Star Rewards members can earn Star Money faster. Not a member yet? Join for free and start earning $10 in Star Money for every $100 you spend at Macy's one-day sale today. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Store Halftime Show, brought to you by The Store. For your after-game celebrations, head to The Store on the northwest corner of the four-way stop in Catlin.
It's halftime here at Memorial Field in Westville. The Westville Tigers leading the Indians of DuCoin 28-7 alongside Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. And Darren, the rushing attack of Westville striking again this afternoon. They're just laying it on. In fact, all of their offensive yardage have been on rushing yards this afternoon, and so much of it on the legs and the body, the moving forward, the sheer wheel of Lincoln Cravens.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's usually, like you mentioned, their kind of number two back as far as rushing. Eister getting the main amount of carries, but you saw early, very hard for that DuCoin defense to bring Cravens down. They figure they just keep feeding him the ball, and it's worked out tremendously through the first 24 minutes.
He has 175 yards rushing on 20 touches and a touchdown. Eister, 87 rushing yards on 10 carries, 2 TDs for him. Barney adding 16 rushing yards on 2 carries, a touchdown for him. And Bolin, 2 carries for 6 yards. So a total of 22, you got 109 and 284 rushing yards for Westville in that first half there. Bolin is 0 for 1 passing. For DuCoin, Brown is 3 for 9 passing, 92 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Henderson 0 for 2 passing. Jones is 2 receptions for 91 yards and a TD. Maynor, 1 reception for 1 yard. On the ground, Brown, 6 carries, 27 yards rushing. Jones, 3 carries for negative 2 yards. That's your stats. There's nothing much more than that. We've seen some penalties here this afternoon, and And there again, maybe some chippy calls out there from the officials there. Some calls that probably didn't go the way that they needed to. Some calls that maybe they were kind of keeping an eye on there that was much to the ire of the DeCoin faithful over here. But I think, you know, overall, you know, nothing that right now has really swayed the play, you know, of the what's going on in the field play-wise one way or the other here. It's been, there again, I think a situation where DeCoin just has not done what they needed to do to execute here. I think in a certain context there, maybe they've played a little too conservatively here, didn't spread it out as much as they needed to start out. But Brown, there again, I've been impressed with him. He's shown some good poise out there, but just having some trouble connecting with his guys. They may not necessarily be where they want to be here in the game, but if they can figure out a way to connect here in the locker room and try to figure out. We saw there towards the end, connected well with Jones coming out of that fray there in the middle of the field. Once he was able to get out in the open, he was able to make some things happen. So maybe the big play possibility is there, but they need to get to those big plays.
And to your point about the, you know, kind of conservativeness with the pass game earlier, we mentioned in pregame, you know, particularly the moments game we did here in week three, I think they had three touchdowns on three pass plays. So if there's been any sort of offensive success for teams against Westville, it's been by airing the ball out. And, you know, not that, you know, DeCoin didn't do it at all, obviously, but yeah, you probably would have liked to see it maybe a little bit more, especially with the ability of those receivers to get open downfield combined with, you know, a little bit of kind of, you know, the ability to play the ball by the secondary once they get in that coverage and those one-on-ones. It's been, you've seen it crack a little bit throughout the regular season, you know, still an undefeated Westville team, but, you know, their defense is so catered towards stopping the run. They played so close to the line of scrimmage. You know, you really get that pass game going, it could lead to, you know, scoring output, but they've only got seven so far.
Absolutely. Well, there again, stopping that running game of Westville has probably got to be paramount for DeCoin, too, and that's something that they'll have to figure out here in the second half. We've got a 28-7 lead for the Westville Tigers. Lights on here at Memorial Field. It's been dark enough here with the cloud cover moving in. We'll take 2 minutes off. We'll be back with a look at your ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard here in 2 minutes. On your store halftime show, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in Store.
As a grandfather, you know what it takes to make special memories with your grandkids.
Grandpa, look what I can do.
But did you know that 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep spoiling those little ones before sending them home. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get-screened.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
Welcome back to State Farm agent. Or try that again. The Store halftime show. My brain's in pregame, definitely. It is the Store halftime show, folks. For your after-game celebrations, head to the Store in downtown Catlin, northwest side of the four-way stop. You'll have a lot of time today to do that. Here after this one, might be a good place to go get warmed up. Might be a good place, forget some of the things we've seen here today. It is a 28-7 halftime lead for Westville. Let's take a look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard in Danville and Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never even happened. Last night, Bishop Mack losing to IC Catholic 37-27 in Class 3A. Today, in 1A, Lena Winslow leading GCMS 23-7. You have Clifton Central and Dwight kicking off here in about 40 minutes. 2A, it's Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond, looking like they're going to come away with the win there. They lead Cumberland 41-22. As Cumberland scored there late. Tri-Valley and Rockridge tied at 10. You have Borough Forsyth leading Johnson City 27-0. This one here 28-7 in favor of Westville. 3A, it's tied at 14 Unity in Monticello. St. Joe Ogden up by one on Roxana 21-20. Monmouth Roseville up by one on Bloomington Central Catholic 29-28. Class 5A, Washington leading Muhammad Seymour 14-7. No update on Kankakee Providence Catholic. That was underway at the top of the hour. And in eight-man action, Polo leading St. Anne 28-6. We'll keep an eye on those scores and give you another Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard update in our UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. So, taking a look at the halftime adjustments here, Darren Brown. What does, courtesy of Country Financial Agent Dustin Ealer, north side of Fairmount on Main Street, check out his new digs and be listening here in just a few weeks as the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest returns. If you're DuCoin, you had that little bump of momentum there at the end. You're going to get the kickoff here in the second half. Need to make something happen right out of the gate.
Yeah, absolutely. And a little bit of spark there, like you said, at the end of the half, showing that you can get your offense going down the field and find the end zone. And I think the interesting thing will be to see how Westville's defense adjusts to, you know, probably knowing that DuCoin's going to throw the ball a little bit more. But you have that three-possession lead, you know, a little bit more leeway to play more conservatively on defense rather than, you know, trying to blitz the QB, get pressure. So I think the defensive side of things for Westville is going to be interesting more than anything. And obviously if DuCoin can show it all that they can stop Westville's offense, because so far, other than getting the fumble on the opening drive, it's been the Tigers moving the ball at will.
Yeah, got to swing the momentum back in your favor. But there again, I think right now the big thing, the big concern, if you're Logan Spain for DuCoin, is you got to figure out how to stop that middle part of your defense. You know, create a little bit more of a brick wall there against Lincoln Cravens and Jack Eister. It's one thing if they beat you to the outside, but right now they're demoralizing you in the middle, and that's something that I think if you're a second round playoff team here, you know, you want to make sure that you can stop the bleeding, so to speak. Lincoln Cravens definitely on his way, if he wanted to, possibly this afternoon, to 250, 300 yards if he gets the rock that many times. I don't think that Guy Goodlow's going to do that. I think they'll probably try to spread out the love there. But I think, you know, right now, you know, if you're DuCoin, you definitely got some concerns about that interior part of your defense. And on offense, you know, just trying to get anything going there. That little bump at the end was really nice, but it's been a struggle all afternoon as Brown's really been running for his life.
Yeah, and that's like on the other side of things too for DuCoin's defense. You figure anyway with your game plan, knowing Westville runs the ball so much, but the way they spread it out, and you know, it's not just runs up the middle, you know, they give it to different people, a little misdirection. You know, you can't really just say, well, we're going to cater to stop the run. Well, teams haven't been able to do that really so far the whole entire year with the, you know, way Westville's rushing attack has been.
Contact Dustin Ealer, your Country Financial Agent in Fairmount. for your adjustment in your insurance game. Give them a call, 217-733-2154. This has been the Store Halftime Show. Take 2 minutes off. Be back for kickoff of second half action with Westville leading DuCoin 28-7 here at Memorial Field in Westville. Your OSF game of the week. Thanks for tuning in to the Store Halftime Show. Kickoff coming up in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Thanks for listening to the Store Halftime Show. There for your after-game celebrations in downtown Catlin. Second half is on the way next on WITY.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Every life tells a story. That keeps your story moving toward the happy ending you deserve. Get a new career in a year or less. The time has come to write your story at DAC. Now is the time. DAC is the place for you. Check out your options at dacc.edu/write-your-story.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Back here for kickoff, second half, 28-7 lead. Westville in the lead. The winner will take on Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond, a 41-22 winner this afternoon. Down at Pirate Field in between Toledo and Greenup. So the winner of this one will host ALH, I believe. Nope. Check that. ALH would host. They would either host DuCoin or they would travel here. I think that's how it would shake out. No, that would be incorrect too. ALAH would host either way.
Well, good for them. They went from having to go on the road to possibly having to go on the road to being at home.
I don't know. I tell you, you know, it's like toilet paper math, trying to figure out who's got home games in the IHSA playoffs. Westville kicking away for underway, and a little bit of a muff. A nice recovery by Jones at the 19. Wasn't able to do anything with his feet. He's been exciting back there today, but isn't going to get a chance to return this one. Has to go in recovery mode. So it'll be first and 10 at the 19, which is where they started their last drive. That ended up in an 81-yard touchdown pass. They're poised to start out here with a pass. Trips left, single receiver to the right. Brown in the backfield from the shotgun. First and 10. He drops back, He's going to roll to his left, puts it up downfield. Nice comeback to reel it in for number 14. That's Bryson Lerner.
And there you go, like you said, at halftime where they open it up with the pass. And the secondary for Westfield just seemed kind of lost there once the ball gets thrown.
18 yards. I know it doesn't seem it, but that's going to put Brown over 100 passing yards on the day. He's got 110. First and 10 from the 37. From the shotgun again, puts it up. Just a little too high for Jeremiah Jones.
And that's going to be key, too, making sure they're connecting on those throws. It hasn't been a problem getting receivers open.
So just 9 seconds off the clock here. And honestly, clock control, even at this stage of the game, probably a good idea for DuCoin. Twins left, Twins locked. Twins, try again, Twins right. And the snap, quarterback keeper, and he's going to come to the sidelines. Brown, he's out at the 40, pick up a 3. He's our leading rusher with 30 yards on 7 carries this afternoon. Check that, they are at the 41. Pick up a 4. Well, they're going to give him a generous amount, 5. And say just right on the 42.
See what they want to do here, third and medium.
That's right, single receiver to left. Brown rolls out to the right. He's got open field. He's across midfield. The 45, the 40, 35, 30, 25, and then out of bounds. Big pickup for Jonathan Brown. Pickup of 33 yards. That's double his amount on the afternoon. From the 25, first and 10, trips left, single receiver to the right. Brown putting it up, a little screen pass to Jones, and he's going to lose yardage on that. Loss of 7.
The screen passes haven't worked out very well so far. The 2 or 3 that DuCoin's done, more success when they find the middle of the field.
Twins right, Twins left. Brown, little pass, can't get it, batted away. So brings up 3rd and 17. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I read that correctly earlier with Cumberland. So Cumberland was the road team. ALAH was the home team. So, yeah. That was, so ALAH would come here with Westfield being the higher seed. However, ALAH would go to DuCoin if DuCoin is able to come back. Trips right, single receiver to the left. 3rd and 17. Brown feeling pressure, puts it up over the middle and just too far out in front of Jones. We've said it a few times this afternoon, Darren Brown.
Yeah, it'll make it 4th and long, and you think you're not even considering punting. The third quarter, you're down 21. And you've seen that you can connect on those big throws.
So 4th and 17. go Twins right, Twins left. Brown from the shotgun. Drops back. Rolls out. Has to stay in pocket. Connects at the five. Carter Miller. Reeling it in at the 27.
And Jonathan Brown hurt again.
And he is in pain. Looks like he is holding his non-throwing wrist. He is going to come out. Wrist. And he is punching the ground. He is not feeling good. So it'll be first and goal from the five. Henderson back in. You got the call on this. This is your quarter. I don't know why I'm
Yeah, Henderson with...
Sorry, I'll stay over here in my lane.
Henderson, Martin to his right. Whistle pre-snap and a flag. And a false start called against DuCoin. So it was first and five. Now first and goal from the five. Now from the 10. And a quick substitution on the D-line from Westville. And now Brown going to come back into the game. Henderson to the sideline. Brown returns with Leighton Hawkins. Single receiver left and right. Jones and Hawkins respectively in a whistle. The umpire talking to the DuCoin head coach Logan Spain. I think they're saying Brown can't come back until...
They had to run a play, and they hadn't run a play yet because it was a penalty. So it has to be an actual official play before Brown can come back in.
So Henderson in shotgun. Henderson rolling to his right. Looking toward the corner of the end zone. In the air. Caught by Westville. And it's an interception. It was Easton Bolin in coverage. They were looking for the back pylon. Bolin jumped up and got it. And a long drive for DuCoin stifled. It'll be first and 10. Westville from their own 20. And a huge play defensively.
Well, you got a feel for DuCoin on that just because they had momentum rolling here. Brown gets injured. You have Henderson come in. And definitely had a nice look there. And it just goes against them here again.
So Westville on offense. Snap. And fake the handoff, the carry by Bolin.
That was Eister, I believe.
That was Eister.
Yeah. Gain of about four on the play.
We'll bring up second and six. So about a four-yard gain there. Moves the ball to the 24-yard line. Second down and six to go. 9 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. 28-7 the lead for Westville. Tigers hosting the DuCoin Indians here at Memorial Field. Snap, little toss to Eister, left side through the tackles. Brought down just shy of the 30. Clock will keep moving. That'll bring up third down and short for the Tigers. So Bolin toward the sideline to get the play call. Taking some time, letting that clock roll a little bit. It'd be big to get a fresh set of downs. As well as what a stop would be for DuCoin. Well, one handoff past the first down marker and more. That's Cravens. Moving forward down at about the 35. And we've got an injured DuCoin defensive player. We'll step aside. 28-7 the score here. Westville on top of DuCoin. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. You're on WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit at 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Back here at Memorial Field, we've got an injured coin lineman on the field. Your OSF game of the week, OSFhealthcare.org, from urgent care and primary care, convenient care, all the way up to cancer and specialized care in Danville. Visit OSFhealthcare.org. Find out more. Looks like they are working on the leg, possibly a cramp. You always hope a cramp situation. Cramp, you can work through. They don't feel great, but
depends on what cramp. Always a better chance
of returning whenever it's a cramp situation. But to try to get range of motion on that, look at that right leg there. That is number 60. And he is listed as Gunnar Wayman, the senior lineman, 6'2", 220. So,
Wayman, one of the four two-way starters for DuCoyne.
We've seen some bumps and bruises here today on both sides. Coon has got knocked around a lot on the Westville side. And he keeps coming back. We've joked off air, you know, the Scott Sterling videos where just relentlessly just gets pounded. And, you know, Coon's like an 80s wristwatch. Can't say the brand name, but it takes a licking and keeps on ticking, you know, and that's what he's been doing. We've seen Brown do the same thing here this afternoon for quarterback for DuCoyne, as he's been hurt a couple times and found his way back in.
So first and 10, Westville. Snap handoff, Cravens bounces it out to the right. Stiff arm, breaks free, and past the first down marker, out of bounds, just into DuCoyne territory. What a run for Lincoln Cravens, who's had an extremely well-played game so far. Spot the ball just shy of midfield. That front needle of the football touching midfield. 7.5 to go from the third quarter, 28-7 the score. Westville trying to add on to its 28-7 lead. Bolin fakes it. He'll keep it himself. Bolin, left side run, gets about 2 or 3 yards. Brought down at the DuCoyne. Looks like they'll spot it at the 46. So about second and 6. So under 7 to go here in the third quarter. Opening drive of the game after getting the kickoff, a fumble near midfield for Westville. Other than that, they found the end zone on each of their drives.
Go defense! Come on, defense!
Bolin, waiting for the snap, gets it, handoff, Eister. Left side run, met near the line of scrimmage. Gained about half a yard.
That may have been most intense defensive play we've seen today from DuCoyne there. Number 50 coming out and just showing out. Noah Seifert, the senior, 6'3", 215.
The ball spotted at the 45. Third down, 5 to go. Under 6 minutes. Here in the third quarter. And again, this would be a big stop for DuCoyne, who's proven more and more to be able to get the ball downfield on offense if they can get the ball back.
Snap toss to Eister, left side, has some room, first down and more inside the 35, past the 30 and out of bounds. Just shy of the DuCoin 25. Big pickup on third down. Shane's moving downfield. They'll mark him down at the 25.
That sends Eister skyrocketing past 100 yards on the day. 116 to be exact on 14 carries this afternoon.
So the clock rolling. With the Westville rushing attack. Now 5.5 to go for the third quarter. First and 10, Westville from the DuCoin 25. Strong right formation. Bowen. Ball on the turf momentarily, but Westville able to get back on top of it. It was Eister. Met in the backfield. It was able to.
That's a good play by Cypher.
Able to scramble, pick up about a yard or two. Spotted about the 23.5-yard line. Clock rolling. Westville taking its time. 13 on the play clock. 10 as they get to the line of scrimmage. 4.5 on the game clock. In motion, Barney. They'll give it to him. Beyond the left tackle and brought down shy of the 15. So nice pickup on second down to make it third and short.
Barney with 23 yards on the day on three carries. He has a touchdown.
So more chunk yardage plays rather than big plays, but Westville this series has been able to convert on third down. This one a manageable third and two. Same formation. Bowen gives it to Cravens. Cravens got the first. Surges into the goal line situation territory. Pushed back. We'll see where they mark his forward progress. But another first down for Westville. Clock stopping momentarily with the chains moving. And it'll roll again. 3.5 to go for the third quarter.
That puts Cravens over 200 yards on the day, sitting at 23 carries, 203 yards, and a TD on the afternoon.
21-point lead for Westville. Ball spotted at the 11. So they can get a first down without scoring. Cravens, handoff, right side. Past the 10-yard line, gain of about 3. That'll make it 2nd and 7. Under 3 to go for the third quarter. 28-7 the score. Westville at home leading DuCoin. In the second round of the IHSA 2A playoffs. Formation strong to the left for Westville. The tight end Portman's and the wing Barney. Toss to Eister. He'll go to the left. Pushes through past the 5-yard line and down at about the 4. So again, third and short. They've been able to convert on 3 third downs this drive. Bring up third and about 2 for the Tigers. And again, this one manageable, 3rd and 2. They could get a first down without scoring. Need 2 yards for a first, 3 yards to the end zone. Bowen, handoff to Cravens. Out to the left, on his feet, in the end zone. For his 3rd score of the game. His 2nd. 34-7. Westville getting those points back from the end of the first half.
209 yards on 25 carries. I tell you, he's... Between him and Eister being the 1-2 punch here. They're just dominating.
Darling set for the extra point.
Snap good, hold good, kick good to make it 35-7, lead back up to 28 for the Westville Tigers. 35-7, Westville leading DuCoin. Just under 2 minutes to go for the third quarter. Playoff action here from Westville on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's kind of a cool thing. 35-7 the score. Westville Tigers playoff action hosting the DuCoin Indians. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you on WITY Radio.
13-play, 80-yard drive, time-sustaining drive. There's been 22 plays this half, and each team's had only one drive. Stark contrast to that second quarter where it was a lot of give and go back and forth. Cravens 3-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point makes it 35-7. That coming out of the Bolin interception in the end zone at the other end.
Back for DuCoin, Jones and Jones. Kick squib gets to Jeremiah Jones. He'll cut it to the left. Past the 25, past the 30, stays in bounds, pushed back by a host of Tigers. And that'll set up DuCoin first and 10 from about the 34.
Got some shoving around out there, a little chippiness. We're getting to that time in the game here where we've had some poor feelings out there, and maybe some bumps and bruises. And extracurricular activity after the play is not something that either team's really wanting right now.
So a minute 44 remaining here in the third quarter. They'll mark the ball at the 32. Jonathan Brown in shotgun. Lone in the backfield. Trips right, single receiver to the left. Brown, snap, back to pass. Rolls out to his right, trying to evade the pressure. Brown throws it middle of the field. Caught. It's Learned, Braden Learned. And gets, I think, just enough for the first down. Chain's going to move.
We've seen about four times that play today. And the last couple of times, it's worked to their advantage, DuCoin's. And it's not a pretty play. And it looks like a broken play each and every time. But I'm starting to think it's by design.
Well, at this point, a minute and a half to go in the third, trailing 28. It's not a question of being able to complete those passes. It's how quick can you do it? How quick can you move the ball down the field? Brown snap, quick slant, caught by Learned again. Gain of about six. So that'll bring up second and medium for DuCoin, 2 yards shy of midfield. They'll spot it at the DuCoin 48. Under a minute to go for the third quarter. Clock rolling. The completion inbounds. Twins left, twins right. And now they'll make it trips left. Single receiver out. Snap Brown, back to pass, pressure coming, throws, middle of the field, nobody home. He was trying to hit Jeremiah Jones, and that'll bring up third and four.
And we're seeing growth in this game with this offense. That was within range there. Jones may have just not took his eye off of it temporarily there, but within heavy coverage, there was three orange jerseys around him. But that throw back in the first quarter was about between 3 and 5 yards upfield. So starting to get a little bit better feel for where his receivers are is Brown as this game goes on.
Back to pass, the throw complete to Learned into Westville territory, brought down
right around the 45. Looks like they'll spot it at the 46.
And that's evidence of that. I mean, the fact that, there again, he is starting to get a nose and figure out where his guys are out there.
Clock running. Looks like, unless they really try to hurry up, this will be... Oh, they're at the line of scrimmage. 6 seconds. 5 seconds on the game clock. They'll get the snap off. Brown pass. Slant intercepted. Lincoln Cravens down the right sideline. One to beat. Cravens shoved out of bounds right around the 20. They decide to get one final playoff before the end of the third quarter. And Cravens right there to intercept the slant. Takes it all the way to the red zone. And it'll be Westville ball, first and 10 from the DuCoin 20 when we come back for the fourth quarter. Tigers on top 35-7 against DuCoin. Take a one-minute break here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get-screened.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Start of fourth quarter action here at Westville. It's a Tiger lead 35-7. Looking for more after the Lincoln Cravens interception. First and 10 from the 18. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to Cravens. Two interceptions in third quarter for DuCoin. It's taken wind out of their sails. Pick up a 4 for Lincoln.
Yeah, that last drive as far as stifling any sort of chance to get momentum back. Keep converting on third down, finding the end zone. A lot of clock drain in the lead, even more.
Second and 6. Going to give it to the big dog again. He's up to the 10. Continue to pad the stats. 27 carries, 217 yards, 2 TDs.
And again, you got third and short, which they were able to manage plenty of times their last drive.
We can't repeat that on the air, but third and 2 from the 10. 10.5 left. Flip to Eister, and Eister cuts through, and he's in for his third touchdown this afternoon from 10 yards out. Jack Eister says, hold on one moment here. Let me plead my case. To get some votes in there, to get my chain for the year. Darling on for the extra point. It's down, it's up, it's good. Darling, tacking on extra point number six on the day. It's 42-7 with 10:35 left to go in this one. 42-7 is the score. We'll take 30 seconds off, be back for kickoff and your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
We cap off a three-play drive, 18 yards out is Jack Eister. I guess it would be more than that. It would be four plays. Started out. Of course, Cravens with that interception is the one that set it up. No, I was right, three plays. Three plays, 18-yard drive. Eister with a 10-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point makes it 42-7. Third touchdown of the afternoon for Jack Eister. 17 carries, 131 yards, which would be a great afternoon for your number one running back. And it would have been enough to carry this game, even without Lincoln Cravens and his 217-yard day. And pair of touchdowns that he's provided here this afternoon.
I think someone on the kickoff coverage left a little bit early.
At this point, I think with the temperature being what it is outside, people are just wanting to try to get to the locker room as quick as possible. I don't blame them. It's definitely, the cloud cover's definitely knocked off here. It says 53. It looks like in the Danville area, rain is going to be holding off till at least 7 now. So cloud cover setting in here. But looks like we may be in the clear to from precipitation, at least anything measurable. So they'll kick it off from the 35. And that is going to be a low kickoff taken by Jeremiah Jones back at the 11. A little misdirection there, cuts through and then runs into the back of his teammate, number 34, Noah Cohn. Had great footwork there, stayed afloat, but then it's been that type of luck for DeCoin this afternoon.
Yeah, he had about another 7-8 yards in him, maybe more depending on if he could shake off even more tackles.
So it'll start at the 30. Now we're to the point where DeCoin needs to score to try to create a little bit of buffer. They need to prevent Westville from scoring to not have that running clock hung on them. Brown puts it up downfield for Learned. Leads them out a little too far. Hughes on the coverage for the Tigers. We haven't called Liam Hughes' name much today, who once again listed on the playoff roster as an offensive lineman. Yes, that Liam Hughes.
That Liam Hughes?
That Liam Hughes. Second and 10 from the 30. Snap, Brown, evading three defenders, puts it up, almost interception number three on the afternoon as he gets tangled in with number 88, that is Max Maynor. Maynor slow to get up.
Yeah, he had some overthrows early and lately some throws left short, leaving the receiver to try to cut back, and that's allowed for, yeah, the interception from Cravens, and nearly a one there.
Chaz Alvarez on the coverage on that play there. Third and 10, Twins right, Twins left. Brown went back in, then came back out, puts it up, and throws into the sideline. Intended for Learned. So now we have fourth and 10. And at this point, with game pretty much in hand, it's whether or not you want to spend more time out there and continue to battle. Westville at this point with their team on running on all cylinders. Depends on what time they would score. There's going to be a flag as there is an offside. It looks like that may be against DuCoin. So I'll pin them back five more. So fourth and 15 from the 25 with 10:07 left to go in fourth quarter action. Looks like we're going to have an all-world matchup slated for round three. Westville will
Location yet to be determined.
It'll be here, I believe. ALAH. Punt gets away, and that is going to be. It's going to stop rolling at the 42.
Bit of a friendly Westville bounce. The ball could have rolled more. It just kind of died out once it hit the turf.
So, fresh set of downs for the Westville Tigers. 42-yard line is where it sets on their side of midfield. I'm just going to put it out there. If Lincoln gets all these, he'd still be under 300, but it'd be close. And he's going to get the first carry. He's going to get across midfield, and in forward progress will get him over to about the 45. It's a pickup of 13. That puts Lincoln at 230 yards on the afternoon. Should we keep feeding the yard monster? First and 10 from the 45, the flip to Eister. Eister cuts through. Eister gets to the outside. He's to the 30, the 25, the 20, 15. And pulled down by his hood. He's got a hooded sweatshirt on underneath. You wondered when that would play into the action there. He's pulled down at the 12. It's a pickup of 33 yards for Eister. He has 164 yards on 18 carries. First and 10 from the 12, 8:50 and counting. Looking for another running clock. They've had it in 9 of their 10 games this year. Here's Eister. Spin around. He's outside, and he's in for the touchdown. Jack Eister. Fourth touchdown of the day.
Is that a lot?
That is. 176 yards. And we will get a running clock coming off the kickoff. Darling. On for the extra kick to tie DuCoin by himself. There's a snap, it's down, it's up, and it is good. We will have running clock on the ensuing kickoff. 8:41 left in this one. It's 49-7 Westville, looking for round three. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Three play, 58-yard drive, started on the Westville 42. Eister with a 12-yard touchdown run, his fourth of the afternoon. Darling's extra point makes it 49-7. 8:41 left to go. We'll get a running clock off the kickoff. Just between Cravens and Eister this afternoon, they've had 47 carries and a total of 406 yards and six touchdowns. Getting it done.
Darren Brown.
A little pooch kick. And Squibber, that's going to be downed at the 34.
Clock should be running, right?
Everybody does it differently. I don't understand. So sometimes it's on the first offensive play. Sometimes it's on the kickoff. There's the signal, and it's usually based on the signal of the official.
At their mercy, always.
So, trips right, single receiver to the left. First and 10 for Ruby Coyne. Brown drops back. He's going to get pressured. They haven't caught him yet today. Not whenever he's been the bulk. Been a passer when he's been a ball carrier, they did. Throws that one away. He has missed the last five since his last completion. One of those was an interception.
And that D-line been consistent for Westville, getting pressure. So allowing for a rollout, kind of overshooting at times, but hasn't hurt him except for the one touchdown.
Second and 10, trips right, single receiver to left. Brown just throws it away, and Leonard was within range there. He was hustling to get over there, just could not, which wasn't bad for a throwaway pass. Third and 10.
Oh, big third down.
They all are, Darren. They all are. Stay tuned. We'll have the UOS Diagnostics postgame show at the conclusion of this one. Run down the final stats. Take a look at the Surf Pro Vermilion County score. And, of course, that Ross's boss of the week. That one connects with the coordinator for DuCoin. It's not in the game. So we'll bring up fourth and 10. Brown comes back out. And once again, sending two wide outs to either side. He will set up from the shotgun and a drop back. Puts it up down the middle. And Did he break it up? Incomplete. Collision there between Cravens and Jeremiah Jones. Tigers rough the passer, so they'll get a fresh set of downs.
Yeah, Brown's shaking up. Well, that one a tough penalty because you saw, I think, Portman's always in pressure. And it went more for the breakdown, preparing for Brown to roll out rather than just trying to get the sack. If he would have just committed, then wouldn't have been late.
Eight consecutive incompletions for Brown here. And this will put the ball at the 49, first and 10. Handoff up the middle to the 46 of Westville. Hunter Martin on the carry. It's the first run that we've seen in a while. Westville Tigers will move to 11-0 on the season. Connects and out of bounds. Hunter Martin now has a reception in there. And Easton Barney goes hard into the bench over here by DeCoin. He's slow to get up. So we'll stop the clock for an injury timeout there. He's up on his feet, back in onto the field. He'll have to come out, though, because they whistled the timeout. So Barney will come out. Upright, slow to walk off.
Well, and that's part of what we talked about briefly between our, you know, radio timeouts. You're already game in hand. Like, how long do you want to keep your starters out there?
Well, I'll start the clock back again. Third and four from the 45 of Westville. DuCoin sets. Quarterback keeper shoving forward. Brown cuts through, staying on his feet, and he's all the way up to the 35 to pick up a 10. First and 10, last three and a half to roll off the clock here. Trips left, single receiver to the right for Brown. Drops back, feels the pressure, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down back at the 45. Number 50, Grant Beckley coming through. Finally catching his prize for the afternoon. They had him in pursuit all afternoon long, finally bringing in a sack. They lose seven on the play. Scrambling, airs it out, and oh, that was a little toss-up there as Alvarez and Jones goes up for it. Jones almost came down with it. Jones unable to hold on to it as it came down.
So, another incomplete pass. Trips left, single receiver to the right. Brown drops back, first 30th attempt of the game. He goes downfield, and Liam Hughes gets in the way of this one. Slaps it down. ...156 yards passing. But it's been a struggle this afternoon with Brown out of the pocket.
I apologize to beat a dead horse, ladies and gentlemen, but certainly they have not. They have not. And here it is. Fourth down. There's the snap.
Brown drops back. Looking to go downfield. He's going to air it out. And coming back for it is Hawkins. And he reels it in. And he is going to be down at the 16 timeout on the field for the injury there.
And we're going to take a short timeout. We will be right back. You're listening to the Weekly Press Sports Network. In Maxa Rosado Funeral Home, we believe memories are the most important part of a
We'll take a timeout here, 30 seconds. We'll be back to finish off your OSF Game of the Week. Westville moving on, leading 49-7, your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
26-yard reception for Leighton Hawkins. But then he goes down. He's injured. They're tending to him. It's been a tough afternoon. Just injuries galore for everyone here. Coon, the most injured for the Westville Tigers. He struggles. We get a round of applause for two players here. One is a gentleman that was injured over here on earlier in the contest. And then Hawkins now being helped off. He's caught the pass, and so he's being the gentleman on the stretcher that's being assisted to the ambulance in a neck brace. I believe he was the lineman that was injured earlier in the contest. They walked him off the field, and he's going to be going. Looks like we have the first responders convention in the parking lot here with a couple of ambulances here just to make sure that we're covered here for a game that is in hand and working its way into the books here with 40 seconds left on the clock of a running clock. Brown from the shotgun, going to roll out, puts it up, connects with his receiver, Mayner. I don't know that they're going to get another playoff. I don't know that they want to get another playoff at this point. And they're going to try for one more here from the shotgun. They'll try for the end zone. Brown, can he get it off? There's the snap. Going to go for the end zone, puts it up, connects with Jones for the touchdown as time expires. Brown, Jones, never giving up. 19 yards across the middle.
That was an amazing feat to see. They hug each other on the 7-yard line, and now they get ready to kick.
Trying to get the extra. They will And then that's it. It is a 49-13 victory this afternoon for the Westville Tigers. We will take 3 minutes off. We'll come back with your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. Talk about this one. Talk about Westville's opponent next week. We'll take a look at the scoreboard. See what else we have coming up here. And we'll also have your State Farm agent, Ross Webb. Ross's boss of the game coming up. 49-13, Westville victorious. Back in 3 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, at 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome to the UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Call UHAS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339 and get rolling safer than when you came in. UHAS Diagnostics. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa heavy-duty truck care center.
It's a final here at Memorial Field. The Westville Tigers move to 11-0, and they put the running clock on the DuQuoin Indians, who end their season 9-2, 49-13 this afternoon under the clouds. Under the lights, it started out in the sun, and here we are. We have the announcement on the field of the moving on as Westville getting a picture on the field together of this one. They get the plaque, and they will move on to the third round of the playoffs and continue. They will host Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond, the Knights coming here next weekend. And they did it thanks to, as we mentioned, 406 yards between the two running backs here this afternoon. In fact, Easton Boland, 0 for 1 passing. So there was no passing game involved. It was all on runs this afternoon for Westville.
Join the broadcast, obviously. So, not a lot of good news.
19
carries. Of course, our man Darren Brown on the field. Waiting to break up the celebration a little bit to make sure that he can award the Ross's Boss of the Week. So let's dive through some stats here for you. Let's start off with DuCoin. There again, just couldn't get anything rolling early on. Once they started finally making some things click, it was just too late into the game. Jonathan Brown, their quarterback, 12 of 31, 201 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions unofficially. Henderson went 0 for 3 with an interception passing. Spreading it out on the field, it was Jeremiah Jones, and a nice moment to end the game for Brown and Jones together there. The pass for 19 yards through the air for the touchdown. Jones, four receptions, 103 yards, two TDs. Learned added four receptions for 42 yards. He had a reception for 27 for Carter Miller, a reception for 26 for Leighton Hawkins, a reception for two for Hunter Martin, and a reception for one for Maynard. On the ground, it was Brown leading the way, 10 carries, 68 yards. He had a carry for 4 yards from Hunter Martin, three carries for negative two for Jeremiah Jones. For the Westville Tigers, Nolan 0 for 1 passing, nobody receiving anything. It was Lincoln Cravens, 28 carries, 230 yards, two touchdowns. Jack Eister, 19 carries, 176 yards, four touchdowns this afternoon. Three carries for 23 yards for Easton Barney. Three carries for 10 yards for Easton Bolin. So now they'll go and get in line to do the high five. Led by Jack Eister, who is your Ross's Boss of the Week, leading the way, four touchdowns today. I know you could give it to Cravens, but Cravens got his chain for the year. Now Jack meeting with Darren Brown on the field. So four guys on this Westville Tigers team this year with their chains. Cravens was the first. Then it was Easton Bolin. Then it was Easton Barney. And now Jack Eister getting his chain here on a big day for him. And so now he completes the quartet. Let's take a look at the scoring drives for these teams. It started off with a pair of three and outs for each of these teams. The Westville Tigers actually had fumbled it away. It was Eister that did that. And then it was an 8-play, 45-yard drive. Cravens with the 4-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point was good. It was 7-0 at that point. Second quarter, it was one 11-play, 80-yard drive. Westville going downfield. Eister with a 6-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point made it 14-0. Westville jump out to a 21-0 lead on a 7-play, 90-yard drive. Eister's second touchdown of the day, an 8-yard touchdown run this time. Darling's extra point was good. You had another drive for Westville, 5-play, 29 yards. Barney with an 8-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point made it 28-0 at that point. The half would end with a Brown to Jones, 81-yard touchdown reception. Learned with the extra point, made it 28-7. DuCoin would come out second half with a nice drive, and then it would end with an interception in the end zone. And in the ensuing drive, a 13-play, 80-yard drive, Cravens with the 3-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point made 35-7. Another interception. This time Bolin coming in with that one, and then a 3-play, 19 or 18-yard drive. Eister with his third touchdown of the day, made it 42-7 after the Darling extra point. Another drive, 3-play, 58-yard drive. Eister with his fourth touchdown of the day, 12-yard variety this time. Darling's extra point made it 49-7. And as time expires, it was Brown to Jones, through the air 19 yards to make it 49-13 Westville. And that's where it ended here this afternoon at Westville. So Darren awarding Eister the Ross's boss of the game, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb. Insurance, have you had a loss? Call Ross, 217-443-1500. Save money and stay covered like a boss. We'll take 2 minutes off. We'll be coming back. We will have our ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard. Darren Brown will rejoin us. We'll have more of your UHOS Diagnostics post-game show. If you're having trouble getting out of the light, call UHOS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339. Get rolling safer than what you did when you came in. UHOS Diagnostics, exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Back in 2 minutes on your UHOS Diagnostics postgame show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm. Is there.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Welcome back to State Farm agent. Try that again. I've got State Farm agent Kurt Ellis on the mind tonight.
I guess. I suppose so.
Oh, Kurt, I tell you, we'll definitely make it up for. We have Darren Brown back from the State Farm agent Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the game, presentation Jack Eister here in your UHOS Diagnostics post game show. The final 49-13 here. I guess it all unravels here at the end of the season, though, doesn't it, Darren?
Absolutely.
So, I tell you, before we dive into ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule, your thoughts on this one here?
Well, it was close until it wasn't. And then we talking to Eister down there on the field, talking about the fumble on the opening drive sort of woke him up. So, hey, need to not just kind of assume you're going to have a like good game or whatever running wise, you got to make sure you're taking it play by play, and that's what Westville did the whole rest of the game after that first drive.
Yeah, and there again, you've got really two different plans here. You had DuQuoin coming down and into 2A this year, and certainly, you know, they didn't necessarily, I mean, they had a great season. I mean, in the end, you know, it's wins and losses, and if that's what you're basing it by, I mean, it wasn't pretty on how they got there, but 9-1, it's not just any team that can do that. And they played against some tough competition, you know. I mean, you play against the Mount Carmel's of the world. That River-to-River conference is no joke down there. It is kind of the hodgepodge of who
who's who in Southern Illinois as far as 2A and 3A teams go. Maybe even get some small 4A teams in there. But, you know, to come out of there and do what they did this year and to know that you had that playoff history that they have, and certainly, you know, 66-67% of your games you play in the playoffs, you win. Westville has a similar heritage here in the Vermilion County area. There's not many teams that can match their success here, and they're going to go into the third round of the playoffs with a valid rushing attack, and they're going to play an ALAH team next week that's going to match up probably as well as anybody has this season with them. They win earlier in 2A 41-22. As we take a look at the Serve Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard in Danville, Vermilion County, call 217-443-0077. Serve Pro like it never even happened. As we take a look at the scoreboard last night, Bishop Mack losing to IC Catholic 37-27. Today, Lena Winslow ends your Falcon season there, Darren, 43-14. We kind of knew Lee Wynn was probably going to make another run here, and they do. They advance in the third round. In second quarter action, Dwight leads Clifton Central 10-6. That was a 4 p.m. kickoff today. In 2A, as we mentioned, ALAH, they're coming here next week. It was a 41-22 win over the Pirates of Cumberland. Tri-Valley a winner today over Rockridge 24-17. Moreau Forsyth Mose over Johnson City 41-6. 49-13 was this one here. And 3A, Unity up on Monticello last check. Let's see if we got a – do we have a final on that one yet? It was 21-14 last check there. Rocks St. Joe Ogden leading Roxana 42-32. That is late in fourth quarter action. Monmouth-Roseville ending Bloomington Central Catholic season 29-28. And 5A Washington – pulls away and defeats Muhammad Seymour 38-14 at the half. Kankakee leading Providence Catholic 28-25. And in eight-man football action, a winner for Polo today. They end St. Ann season 46-14, so there won't be any area eight-man act teams in the Final Four this year. And they've got two more games in eight-man action tonight. So that's where it ends. Serve Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. This anticipates being our last broadcast of the year, unless if I hear something else from the bosses this week. Certainly next week we will be busy with holiday stuff, Christmas, starting mid-November, of course, with us being out. Festival Trees will be on location with the Saturday Sports Connection next Saturday morning at 9:06 from the David S. Palmer Arena for the Festival of Trees. But taking one last look kind of at the season that we've had here and where we the MO of Vermilion Valley Conference football in 2025, Darren, has been running clock. Get to 40 up and get that running clock so you can get off the field and get on to next week.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was the goal. Got it with 8-9 minutes there to go in the game. So, I mean, good to see you're able to, that rushing offense able to wear DuQuoin's defense down. Good to see if you're Coach Goodlove and the Westville crowd here. And, yeah, obviously the main thing, good to be able to host these games. Get your home environment for the playoffs, being able to avoid having to travel somewhere along with, you know, everything else playing on the road. So a good season to try to enjoy this run.
Well, and that's kind of where Westville is. That's the nice thing about being a top two, top three seed here. You end up, you continue to win. And Johnson City going down today, they were the one seed. So Westville, with that happening, Moroa Forsyth was hosting that game. So if Westville wins next week, then they will get the winner of Moroa Forsyth. And I did not get a winner of the Pena Flora contest, but I would imagine that likely would be Moroa Forsyth. Now, we've seen that movie before. That was a couple of years ago when we went over to Moroa Forsyth. And, of course, Josh Justice, a Hall of Fame coach there, that Trojans powerhouse program just north part of Macon County. And
you have a team
there. 0-2 against UCMS.
Yeah.
In state title games.
Well, okay. So,
just had to throw that in
you,
there.
You did. You did. But where it ends is that you have a scenario there where they would host here throughout the rest of the high school playoffs. And certainly home cooking always better whenever you can just pop right out. You get to sleep in. You come out here. You can get stretched out and ready to roll. And then we all know Champaign's not that far away. So that's just right in the backyard. So Westville right now, and the way they're playing, the way their poise is out there week in, week out, it's very much looking like not only we might have representation at state here from the area in Sista Park for volleyball, but very well possibly at state for football in Westville here. That's where it's starting to look here. And I tell you, if you ask anybody here locally, I don't think there's going to be too much resistance on that. Everybody locally at this point, when the team that you cheer for comes out, you go, I think, typically with your rivals or your team that's most local. And right now, you know, I think there's a lot of people hopping on that Westville bandwagon want to see this get done.
And yeah, just keep the community coming out here at Memorial Field. And should be a good one next Saturday against ALAH.
Yep, and that will be a good game. So definitely show out for that. Hopefully it'll be a little warmer for it. At the very least, get some sunshine out here.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if it's not warmer, at least get the sunshine out here for that. Well, that's going to wrap us up here for our UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. Call UHAS Diagnostics at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. For Brennan Easter, who did a spectacular job so many times this season for getting us on back at the station, thanks for helping us out. For Darren Brown, along, of course, also big thanks this season to Will Schell, for Cooper McCarty, Dennis Michelson, Chuck Sargent, David Brown, and the whole cast and crew behind the scenes at WITY. Chad Baker bidding you good evening from Westville.
Thanks for listening to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Call UHAS at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road, backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. This has been a presentation of WITY Sports. For more information or playback on demand, visit WITYradio.com. W-I-T-Y.